I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name is Steven, and I live in Cape Coral, Florida. I had heart surgery more than 13 years ago, had my aortic and pulmonary valves replaced. After having that heart surgery, my immune system was just not the same, and I get sick very easily. If one of my kids comes home and tells me that someone in their class was sick, I usually am sick 2 days later after that. I was extremely concerned about catching the coronavirus. Right from the beginning of the pandemic, I thought it was important to wear masks. I was even wearing gloves. In the very beginning of the pandemic, I noticed that there were a lot of people wearing masks. However, there were also a handful of people who weren't wearing masks who would give me funny looks. So there are people who would look at me in a mask and make an audible sound, like, or just make some loud sound, or even laugh. Every time I've encountered this reaction, I've just ignored it. I will maintain eye contact, but I will make no expression with my eyebrows or make any sound in relation. I will never question, I'm sorry, did you say something to me? Then there was a day that Trump announced the CDC recommends that everyone wear masks, but then he followed it up with, but I'm not going to. And I noticed the next time I was in the store 2 days later, there were easily 20% less people wearing masks. So on a Tuesday morning, I was going into Walmart. I see three people walking toward me, two men and a woman, all in their early 20s. And they lock eyes with me, and the woman says, "Fucking masks." And then the male closest to me, he starts coughing exaggeratedly in my direction and then conjures up this horrible phlegm and spits it at my feet. It lands, you know, 2 feet from me, but he's purposely doing it in my direction, and the entire time he's maintaining eye contact with me. I maintained the eye contact back and made no change in expression with my eyebrows. I made no comment, and I simply walked into the store. I knew if I had said what I wanted to, if I acted the way I felt inside, that it would just escalate beyond all measure. I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm always trying to find the good in people and be kind to others. And these incidents have just made me hate people, and it's made me feel violence. Like I want to respond with violence. I've never felt that way before. It's hard to be hopeful. It really is, but I'm really trying to maintain that positivity that I've always had. And I'm still opening doors for people. I'm still saying please and excuse me and being as nice as I possibly can. And I think that's the way we counter all this negativity.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.